right now.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chukma. All across the tundra, I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. My name's Grady Deaton, and this is Coffee at KYUK. And as usual, I'm excited to be here, and as usual, I'm sharing my excitement with you. I do have my coffee on my sideboard, but I've skipped my oatmeal this morning. I'll have to start my day heart healthy shortly, but I digress. With indoor holiday celebrations canceled due to safety risks, we can at least look forward to a regular, if not bigger, firework display here in Bethel this New Year's Eve. Today, I'm talking with Casey Burke, longtime Bethel Fire Department volunteer and amateur pyrotechnic engineer responsible for some of the organizing and indeed launching of Bethel fireworks over the years. Good morning and welcome to Coffee at KYUK.
Good morning, Grady, and good morning to everybody out there that's listening.
Well, how long have the Bethel New Year's Eve fireworks been being organized there at the fire department, Casey?
You know, I wish I could give you an exact account of that, but I'm going to guesstimate, you know, maybe 15 years, something like that. We've been doing the annual show. We've never had to cancel. There's only been several times here that we've had to delay the fireworks for a day or two. Due to wind is the one that gets us. I think
what's the wind forecast for this week?
One of our volunteers I was talking to yesterday, I think for Thursday was 10 to 15 mile an hour, which is getting up there. I think around if it gets much over 15 miles an hour, you know, because we're doing it kind of right in the middle of town. We don't want our, the residue getting all over the place and over buildings and stuff like that. So we would not make that decision probably until tomorrow morning if it looks like it's going to be bad. So we try to get the word out as best we can if. It looks like we're going to postpone.
So we're looking at tomorrow at 8 p.m., though, if you don't, which you probably won't.
Which we probably won't, yeah, tomorrow at 8 p.m. And I think this would be a fantastic COVID activity. A lot of people just sit in their cars and watch it from, say, the Cultural Center parking lot and then otherwise out, you know, standing around outdoors. It looks like the temperature is not going to be too bad, I think, around maybe around in the 20s possibly, but you know, people know how to dress for it around here. And
Casey, you hinted with me at it being bigger this year. Tell me a bit about what went into budget discussions.
Well, we do fundraising. BVESA, which is the Bethel Volunteer Emergency Services Association, it's a mouthful. BVESA is our acronym, and I've probably been the president for that for, I don't know, 20 to 25 years. And one of our, probably our biggest fundraising thing that we do are gaming, the Rippies. And for quite a few years, our Rippies have been sold through Video World. And So we get a pretty good chunk of money from that every year. And then we have some other fundraising events like that we missed this year. Our biggest one that's been going on before I joined the fire department is our Memorial Day garage sale event, where we sell a lot of food, but we make tables available for vendors, garage sale type stuff. And it's just kind of a fun annual event that we do a week before, a week after, sometimes the same weekend as Memorial Day. But we weren't able to do that, obviously, this year. And I know we've done some other fundraising events similar to that, but we weren't able to do those this year. But because of COVID, there was less donation requests. Like, we usually donate to the summer art camp, which didn't happen this year. Different sporting school sports, wrestling.
That you generally support.
Yeah, that we generally support. Okay. So there's just been less demand on, or less requests, I guess, for donations. So we had some extra money this year, and we thought, well, let's do it. Let's add it to our fireworks display. We probably came close to doubling what we did last year. Not quite, but. So it's gonna, usually it goes 25 to 30 minutes, our little show, and I expect it's probably gonna go at least 45 minutes, if not longer.
So a little longer this year. What a nice show each and every year. But when we spoke on the phone, you told me that despite looking quite professional, that these are fireworks that pretty much anybody can buy, this class of fireworks off the shelf, huh?
Yeah, I believe they're considered Class C fireworks, and we get them from Guerrilla Fireworks every year, so you don't need a license to do these types of fireworks. When you get up to the type of fireworks that the K300 does, which I've helped with those a couple of times, I know Eric Whitney has been really involved with. That I forget the name of the company that comes out and does those, but those are
that's
like
a different class.
Yeah, they're like a Class A or Class B, something like that. And what you need, you have to have at least one licensed individual on managing that when you do those.
Now you already mentioned, I already know, but any mishaps or near mishaps over the years, and maybe it's worth mentioning to the listeners who might be getting fireworks themselves about firework safety while we have them.
Yeah, the worst thing that's ever happened to us is, I think, is you get some of these, if something tips over, you know, and they're no longer shooting up. They're shooting sideways, you know, and there's a potential for hitting somebody or a vehicle or something. You want to be careful. You want to make sure you have them on level ground. And, of course, adult supervision is highly recommended if you have youngsters around. But that's probably the worst thing that's happened. And of course, you got some of these things that we shoot off, they're like a big box that'll have, you know, a dozen to 30 little rockets that shoot out of the box. And you always got to be careful. There may still be one in there that's just taking its time to go off, so you don't run up to the box right away and pick it up, or you just stand back. And
the image of a fireman with a big fire hose and a small firework putting it out afterwards. I do make a joke, but I mean to highlight that after you've spent a fireworks, do you do anything to douse them, or should you recommend that to anybody?
Yeah, we do, because we actually leave quite a mess on the apron after we do this. So we right after the show, we start cleaning that up carefully, because like I say, there's, you know, sometimes the boxes might still be on fire, some of them. And usually there's snow around, so we got shovels, we'll throw snow on it, and then just kind of push them into a big pile. Sometimes let them just set overnight. Lately, that's what we've been doing. I suppose if you got freezing rain, you know, we'd handle it a little differently, but let them sit overnight in a pile, but we keep an eye on them. You know, if you see them smoldering or anything like that, we throw snow on them, and then clean them up and put them in the dumpster the next day.
You guys don't have children running around the firehouse, though. So if people have children running out of the house, they'll have to take care of that stuff a little bit quicker.
Yeah. Whenever there's kids involved, you gotta really watch them, you know.
I wanted to make time so that we could steer toward, since this is a volunteer effort, and I guess in an effort to highlight that and other volunteerism there at the firehouse, I wanted you to tell me a little bit about your volunteerism there and how others can follow your example.
Well, I started back in, what was it, in 1989, I started by just going. Back then, they had a pretty easy kind of introductory class to get you into the fire department, to where you could help out on fire scenes, and which I did, and did that for several years before I actually took the firefighter one training and got my certificate for that, which is a lot more. It's a lot of training. And currently they're you know, because of the COVID, there's nothing scheduled right now for firefighter and EMT training. There is some upcoming training in the works that if anybody's interested, they call the fire department to find out what's going on there.
And pre-COVID, generally there was a training every year, was it?
Pardon me?
And pre-COVID, generally there was a training every year, a new cohort?
Pretty much. And the EMT 1 and 2 and 3 classes, there's usually quite a bit more training every year for that. Some of our volunteers are both EMT and firefighter volunteers. I've always just been on the firefighter side of it. But it's been a very rewarding thing to be a part of the fire department in this way. I highly recommend it. I know right now, we're kind of short on EMTs and firefighters. So I've over the years I've seen volunteers that have actually become part of the paid staff. So it actually for somebody can be a really good career opportunity too. Besides being it's exciting, but besides being very rewarding, it for some people it could lead to other opportunities.
I've met quite a few folk like yourself who've been active in the volunteer fire department, and they've always spoken volumes like you about the value of the community, like, you know, the value of their expression of community in that effort. So my hat's off to you, but I know that you get plenty of reward from it personally, and I hope others might follow your lead.
Yes. It has been really good.
Let's circle back to the fireworks. What time again and where should people park to best see the show and be safe, all things considered? And where shouldn't people park? Let's talk about that.
Well, Obviously, well, people, the parking lot at the Cultural Center, which is right next door, gets filled up. And, so wherever you can park, we tape it off. You know, we don't want people blocking the ramp, just in case we do have a call. And we'll have our first response trucks will be outside already and ready to roll, ambulances and fire trucks ready to roll if there is a call. Knock on wood, that has never happened. Probably some medic calls, but never a fire call when we're doing our fireworks. That could kind of put a damper on things there.
So you don't want people parking at the apron's edge, but otherwise the cultural center sounds like the best spot, and I guess people could park across the street there in the parking lot of the search and rescue, I guess it's called?
Yeah, you get a lot of people parking across the street, and we do kind of block off some of the parking, I think, at the courthouse, but we try to keep a safety barrier so people aren't too close to the fireworks, and we'll have a little bit of a security detail set up so people that are on foot don't try to get too close. So we're all about safety at the fire department, and you'll see when all the guys are out there, guys and gals that are out there putting boxes out as we're shooting them off. Everybody's in their full turnout, their safety PPE, their personal protective equipment, and we're all decked out in that. And we're all about safety.
We're coming up on the very, very tail end of the show. So, just in brief, was there any last things you'd like to add before we lose our chance?
Let's see. I would like to mention a couple of things here with our fundraising. We have recently procured a Zoll manual monitored defibrillator that goes in one of the medics and a couple of AEDs, automated external defibrillators. Those are the kind of things you see hanging on the wall in a lot of places that kind of guide you through if you had to try to defibrillate somebody.
What's the 5-second soundbite on that?
And those are some of the things that we've done for the community with our fundraising. And I would like to give a shout out to Kevin Murphy, who he was a volunteer at the fire department for probably 50 years. He would still be doing it if he was physically able to do it, but Kevin Murphy deserves a lot of accolades.
Well, a lot of accolades out to Kevin Murphy and to you too. Thank you so much for joining us today for Coffee at KYUK. We are hearing right now from Casey Burke, longtime Bethel Fire Department volunteer and amateur pyrotechnic engineer, responsible for some of the organizing and indeed launching of Bethel fireworks over the years. I'm your host, Grady Deaton. Don't forget to be awesome to each other.
6:40 a.m. in Bethel, Alaska.